This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rikinti Marwin. In Manipur, the Zomi and Kuki community of Churachandpur district voluntarily surrendered 16 weapons and ammunition to the security forces. The surrender of looted and illegally held weapons took place after the governor of Manipur, Ajay Kumar Bhalla, on Thursday appealed to members of all communities of the state to surrender looted police weapons and illegally held arms within 7 days. The appeal note from Rajbhavan Imphal also informed that if the weapons were not surrendered within the given days, strict action would be followed for possession of arms. The voluntarily surrendered looted and illegal weapons and ammunition includes one M16 rifle, one 7.62 SLR, two AK rifles, three incense rifles, two M79 40mm under-barrel grenade launcher, one 9mm carbine machine gun, one 51mm mortar, 3.303 rifles, two single-barrel rifles, 64 gelatine sticks, and large number of live round ammunition. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today. It will be the 119th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR News website and the News On Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The Department of Garo at Northeastern Hill University Nehutura campus, in collaboration with the Achik Literature Society, marked the Silver Jubilee of International Mother Language Day with vibrant celebrations yesterday. The event held at Nehutura campus attracted a diverse audience including faculty members, research scholars, students, academicians, writers and members of the Achik Literature Society. Dr. Jacqueline R. Marak, head of the Department of Garo, who inaugurated the program, reminded the gathering that International Mother Language Day, originating in Bangladesh, was officially recognized by UNESCO in 1999 and has been observed globally since 2000. Dr. Marak highlighted the importance of nurturing, honoring and preserving the Garo language, urging the younger generation to embrace their linguistic heritage. The event featured an array of literary presentations showcasing the depth of Garo literature. In Meghalaya, the repolling for Wapungskur A and B and Batao Lakadong A and B polling stations under Musnyang Rangat constituency in Jayanthi Hills Autonomous District Council passed off peacefully. The repolling in these polling stations was necessitated due to vandalism of the polling stations, including destroying of electronic voting machines by unidentified people on the polling day on February 21st. The voter turnout at Wapungskur A polling station was 85.12% and at Wapungskur B was 83.13%. In the Batao Lakadong A polling station, the voter turnout was 80.58% and in the Batao Lakadong B, the voter turnout was 77.43%. The counting of votes and declaration of result for the Jayanthi Hills Autonomous District Council will take place on February 24th this month. Vehicles entering Meghalaya will undergo a high-tech scanning to curb drug trafficking. The state government has approved the procurement of advanced scanner vehicles equipped with cutting-edge technology to detect narcotics at entry points. Social Welfare Minister Paul Lingdo announced yesterday that one such vehicle is already in the procurement process, while another will be stationed near Ratachera. This is a process by which the state government will procure these scanner vehicles, which is part of the state-of-the-art technology that will enable the immediate detection of drugs and narcotics whenever they enter the state of Meghalaya. One such vehicle is in the process of being procured for the entry point, and the other will be located somewhere near Ratachera, will also be procured, Lingdo stated. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.